Good afternoon. The time is 2:39, and I would like to call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. We are in Butrovich, room 205 in the nation's most beautiful capital city of Juneau, Alaska. Today is Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. Members present are Senator Keel, Senator Tobin, and myself, Senator Bjorkman. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to welcome everyone to Senate Transportation and remind folks to please turn off or silence your cell phones. I would like to extend an especially warm Senate Transportation welcome to our recording secretary, Heather Ramseth, and our LIO moderator, Doug Bridges. We have one item on our agenda today. It is House Bill 31, Vessels Registration Derelict Fund. We first heard this resolution, or this bill, I should say, on Thursday, April 24th. At that time, we had a presentation and took invited testimony. Today is my intention to take public testimony and look to the will of the committee. The Honorable Representative Louise Stutes is here with us, as well as her staff, Matt Greening. Will you please join us at the table and put yourselves on the record and provide a brief recap of your legislation?
Happy to do so, Senator Bjorkman. Mr. Chair, appreciate it, and thank you, committee, for this opportunity. For the record, Louise Stutes, representing House District 5, Kodiak, Cordova, Seward, and several smaller rural communities on the coast. As a brief refresher from the last hearing, before you is House Bill 31. As mentioned at the last hearing, this legislation passed both bodies last session, but was subsequently vetoed due to the constitutional concerns of it passing after midnight, the final night. House Bill 31, which contains the same language that passed last session, would remove duplicative registration requirements created by the passage of the Derelict Vessel Bill in 2018. House Bill 31 specifically would remove the requirement for the U.S. Coast Guard documented vessels with current Commercial Fishery Entry Commission license to register every 3 years with the Division of Motor Vehicles. Prior to the passage of Senate Bill 92 in 2018, documented vessels were exempt from DMV registration. However, that exemption was repealed in the bill. As a result, larger vessels fell under the DMV's purview. The rationale behind Senate Bill 92 was to provide the state and local municipalities with a state database on who owns and operates vessels in Alaskan waters, as well as how to contact those individuals. Overlooked, however, was the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission database, or CFEC, as I will refer to it from here on out. Vessel licensure with the CFEC already requires annual renewal and provides the necessary ownership information in a publicly accessible, state-maintained database. House Bill 31 also repeals the Derelict Vessel Prevention Program Fund created in Senate Bill 92 and transfers the balance of the fund to the general fund. I will close by reminding members that this is a fiscally responsible piece of legislation as it transfers $1.67 million from the Derelict Vessel Fund to the state's general coffers. Therefore, I am happy to bring this legislation before you once again. Chair Bjorkman and members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity. And my staff, Matt Greening, and or I are happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Very well. Are there any questions from committee members? Also online available for questions are a trove of knowledge. Rachel Longacre, Chief of Operations with DNR, Mining, Land, and Water. Brandon McCutcheon, also at DNR, Mining, Land, and Water. Glenn Haight from CFEC. Kathleen Wallace from the DMV. And Sandra Moeller from Community and Regional Affairs.
We covered the bases, Chair Bjorkman.
Yes, ma'am. Seeing no questions, is there any committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee? We do need public testimony. Thank you for your reminders. At this time, I'll open public testimony on House Bill 34. 31. Great.
31.
Public testimony is now open on House Bill 31. Is there anyone in the room or online who wishes to testify? Seeing and hearing no one in the room and no one online wishing to testify for House Bill 31, public testimony is now closed. What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 31, version 34-LS0326/A as an ADAC from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing no objection, House Bill 31, version 34-LS0326 /A as an anchor point is moved from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Everyone stay around after the committee meeting and we will sign the bill file. This Thursday's meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee is canceled. The Senate Transportation Committee will meet again on next Tuesday, May 13th, to hear an update from the Department of Transportation on their tentative advertising schedule. As there is no further business to come before the Senate Transportation Committee today, we are adjourned at 2:46 p.m.